live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, efforts to form a government are continuing after it was revealed no new laws can be passed from next week. 7 people have now died from coronavirus in Northern Ireland. It's an increase of 2 since yesterday. The first in a network of new primary care COVID-19 centres has opened at Allgavan Hospital in Derry. Patients who've been given an appointment for a COVID-19 test will still be swabbed, but thousands of others who had sought tests will not now receive them. They'll have to reapply if they meet certain criteria. And primary care services are to be scaled back in Donegal as many staff are deployed to deal with COVID-19 responses. Good evening, and later on in the bulletin we'll have some sports news. That's coming up at around about 5:15, but we begin with the COVID-19 latest. And efforts to form a government are continuing after it was revealed that no new laws can be passed from next week. The lack of a new government will paralyse the legislative process from midnight on Sunday. Effectively, the current administration can pass no new laws once we get into next week. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
To pass new laws, they need the approval of both the Dáil and the Seanad, and we have that at the moment, but only until midnight on Sunday. Seanad elections are underway at the moment. 49 of the 60 seats in the upper house are filled by a limited pool of voters. The other 11 are chosen directly by the Taoiseach. The issue is that Leo Varadkar can't do this as outgoing Taoiseach, and the Ceann Comhairle of the Dáil, Sean O'Farrill, has been given legal advice saying that without those 11 TDs, the new Seanad can't sit. No new Seanad, no new laws. For politicians, though, there's a simple fix. Elect a new government and a new Taoiseach. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are meeting again today to discuss doing just that, but even combined, they're 8 seats short of a majority. So even if they've agreed a programme for government, or more likely, a programme for dealing with the coronavirus and worrying about everything else later, they'll still need other parties to come on board. Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin think that can be done in the next few weeks, and with the lawmaking ability of the government now effectively paralysed, there'll be new pressure on them to do it.
7 people have now died from coronavirus in Northern Ireland. That's an increase of 2 since yesterday. There's now a total of 209 positive cases of the coronavirus pandemic in the region. Meanwhile, the first in a network of new primary care COVID-19 centres has been opened at Allgavan Hospital in Derry. Visiting the centre this afternoon, the North's Health Minister, Robin Swan, said the network is being rapidly established to manage the growth of coronavirus cases in the community. With more, here's Niall Colbert.
At the centre in Altnagelvin this afternoon, Minister Robin Swan said more centres will open in the coming days, with at least one COVID-19 centre in each trust area. He said primary care COVID-19 centres are an essential part of the fight against this virus, and to ensure vital GP services can be maintained throughout the coming weeks and months, it is absolutely critical that those who show symptoms are separated from the patients with non-COVID-19 related conditions. Mr. Swan stressed that the new centres are not testing facilities and are only for patients who are very unwell, are suspected of having COVID-19 and require medical attention. The minister stressed patients will not be able to report directly to these centres without being referred by their GP or out-of-hours provider.
Patients who have been given appointments for COVID-19 tests will still be swabbed, but under new priority measures issued last night, people who previously sought tests will not now receive them and should apply again through their GP should they wish to. From now on, people will only be tested if they have a fever and coughing or breathlessness. They must also be either at risk, a healthcare worker, or be a close contact of a confirmed case. Dr. Dennis McCauley from the COVID-19 GP group says tens of thousands of patients have effectively now had tests cancelled.
The people who have had tests done, they will proceed to have those analysed. The people who have got an appointment, they can proceed to get their test done and they will be analysed. But if your general practitioner has requested a test and you have not yet received word about an appointment, this test is now cancelled.
Primary care services are to be scaled back in Donegal and the North West as a result of large numbers of staff being deployed to frontline COVID-19 response services. Primary care services, including GP, public health nurses and a range of others, including dental, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech and language, psychology, ophthalmics and community pharmacy are potentially affected. The HSE says only critical and vital services will be guaranteed, with other services curtailed and or cancelled until such time as they can be resumed. Edel Quim is primary Primary Care General Manager in Community Health Organisation Area 1, which includes Donegal, she says in most cases, people will be contacted by their service in respect of outstanding appointments.
In most cases, people will be contacted directly by their particular service and advised as to whether their appointment is going ahead. That would be in line with the screening procedures that would have been happening anyway to ensure that people were coming in, were symptom-free, and that there was no reason, I suppose, maybe why they shouldn't be, you know, mixing with staff and with others in waiting areas and so on. So everybody should be contacted by their service and advised as to whether their appointment is going ahead or not. But if anybody has a query, please do contact the particular number for the service, and if the phone isn't answered, it will be dealt with within a couple of hours or certainly by the next day.
And again, particularly in terms of GP services and frontline services of that ilk, the message to people is don't just call cold. You will not be seen.
No, please don't call cold. Ring ahead, double check with the service in relation to the appointment. In a number of services, we are offering telephone consults where that perhaps suits the need, but also it's critical that if people maybe feel that they have symptoms of concern, particularly we're wanting to see their GP or GP out of our services, please do not call. We're trying to abide by the measures to prevent spread, and we would certainly, you know, be very grateful if the public would adhere to that advice.
And that was Adele Quinn. More on that story on our website, highlandradio.com. The United Nations is warning the coronavirus could circle back around the world if governments fail to help vulnerable countries. It's launching a global humanitarian response to fight COVID-19 worth $2 billion. The disease has killed more than 16,000 people worldwide. There are nearly 400,000 reported cases. The World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has addressed world leaders directly.
Back this plan politically and financially today, and we can save lives and slow the spread of this pandemic. History will judge us on how we responded to the poorest communities in their darkest hour.
Banks, retailers and tech companies are working closely together to raise the contactless payment limit on cards to €50 by the 1st of April. The Banking and Payments Federation Ireland says it's confident the new limit will be in place by the start of next month. In recent weeks, the demand for cash has dropped by 20%. It's been decided to reduce the ferry service to Tory Island in a bid to reduce the number of people travelling to and from Tory. The reduced service, which comes into effect on Friday, will see ferries running on Monday, Wednesday and Saturday only, leaving Mahoroti at 8:30 and 3:30 and leaving Tory at 9:30 and 4:30. The situation will be regularly monitored and may be reduced further if the COVID-19 situation worsens. A Donegal TD says the EU must step up and support the fishing sector so it can continue to supply fresh fish for the Irish and EU market over the coming weeks. Deputy Charlie McConnellogue says the industry is experiencing massive turbulence but is determined to continue to supply fresh fish to the markets. This, he says, will only be possible if the EU provides the necessary supports.
The fishing sector very much wants to ensure that they can continue to supply fresh fish, and not only the Irish market, but also the European market. But it's essential that we see the necessary support come from the EU Commission. There is an EU Agri-Fish Council meeting today, which the Irish Minister for Agriculture and Marine, Michael Creed, will be taking part in. And it's essential coming out of that Agri-Fish Council meeting that we see three things happen. First of all, a storage aid scheme to ensure that a floor can be put on the market so that fish will continue to be fished. Secondly, also a temporary cessation package to assist those fishermen who would be fishing for species for which there isn't a market at the moment. And thirdly as well, funding for the producer organisations to enable them to adapt their marketing reduction plans to meet the current needs. The sector is important in terms of employment, but it's also very important in terms of food supply and food security at the moment. And with the right supports now coming from the EU Agri-Fish Council and the EU Commission, we can ensure that the fishermen are supported to continue that important work over the weeks ahead.
More important than ever now that in the ongoing Brexit discussions, when it comes to the very intricate area of fishing, that the discussion gets it right.
Absolutely, and it's appropriate that the Agri-Fish Council is meeting today. It involves the marine and agriculture ministers from right across Europe. So what they come up with will be essential in terms of actually pointing the direction for this sector over the next couple of weeks.
And that was Deputy Charlie McConlogue. There are urgent calls for more clarity for cross-border workers, with more restrictive regulations implemented on both sides of the border this week. It's estimated more than 30,000 people cross the border daily for work, many of them employed in hospitals and health services. There are growing concerns regarding the impact on those who work in one jurisdiction and live in another. West Tyrone MP Orla Begley says there needs to be more cooperation between ministers, north and south.
The first case of the coronavirus in the north was someone who had travelled from Dublin Airport right up to the north of Ireland. So it's quite clear that we need an all-Ireland approach in these uncertain times. And at present, we have more than 30,000 workers who cross the border of the island every day, whether it be for their employment or to provide work in terms of healthcare workers and those who are working in the hospitals in the front line at the moment. With the lockdown measures introduced by the British government yesterday, it leads to great uncertainty in terms of there's not one approach to the jurisdiction, north and south, and that there's a two-pronged approach for workers. At present, we have a cross-border approach, and even we have cooperation in terms of healthcare on an all-island basis, and that's the way we should be seeing it into the future, that we will have cross-border approach in terms of tackling the crisis. It needs to be tackled on an all-island basis, and that's in relation to ministers both north and south having a joined-up approach and reaction to the virus as it continues to attack our community.
But those cross-border workers are still effectively in limbo until they get that clarity.
Well, that's correct, and I know there has been measures by Sinn Féin and other parties to seek clarification in relation to that, to seek clarification from both the Taoiseach and indeed the British Prime Minister in relation to how people who may operate on a cross-border basis in terms of going to work will now have to react in relation to these new guidelines.
And that was Orla Begley, the MP for West Tyrone. Staying in Northern Ireland, and the North's Finance Minister is urging the UK Transport Secretary Grant Shapps to introduce a special package of measures for the three airports in Northern Ireland. Last week, Conor Murphy met with the chief executives of City of Derry, George Best, Belfast City and Belfast International Airports. Each outlined the very severe financial challenges that they're facing. With more, here's Owen Murphy.
Minister Conor Murphy says he stressed to the Transport Secretary that Northern Ireland's airports are a critical part of economic infrastructure and they need urgent support. COVID-19 has had a profound impact locally, with all three airports seeing a dramatic decline in flights. He says both the executive and the British government have taken significant emergency measures to support workers and the broader economy. However, the chief executives of each of the North's three local airports have stressed how important it is that action is taken now. Conor Murphy says air passenger duty needs to be suspended for at least 6 months once the pandemic has abated, and support must be provided to ensure that City of Derry and the two Belfast airports are primed and ready to maintain vital air links.
Visitor facilities at Sleaf League have been closed following the escalation of the COVID-19 pandemic. Access to the cliffs themselves is also being restricted, as Catherine Gaffney now reports.
In a statement, Donegal County Council say that furthermore, over the weekend, the area experienced a huge influx of visitors, and this has given rise to genuine fears for residents who live in the immediate vicinity of the Sleaf League Cliffs. In order to comply with physical distancing guidelines, future access to the cliffs will be restricted with immediate effect. These restrictions will be reviewed in line with public health guidelines. Donegal County Council is asking the public to fully comply with the new restrictions being implemented.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by MichaelMurphySports.ie. With the new loyalty scheme, Cash for Clubs, every time you shop online, you'll be helping your club build points to get new gear, clubwear, accessories and discounts.
Sport Ireland CEO John Tracy says that high-performance grants for athletes will be guaranteed until the Olympics are held in Japan in 2021. The Tokyo Games have been postponed until next year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Among the 114 Irish athletes availing of state funding are Milford Walker Brendan Boyce, Letterkenny runner Mark English, Ruffaut badminton duo Chloe and Sam McGee, and Derry's Paralympic gold medalist Jason Smith. Meanwhile, the International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says rearranging the Olympic Games is like trying to complete a huge jigsaw puzzle. The COVID-19 pandemic has seen the games postponed for the first time in their history. They will take place next year. Bach hasn't ruled out scheduling the games in the spring of 2021. He's formed a task force to deal with the logistics. He says all options are on the table with regards to the rescheduling of the games. The GAA is expected to give an update shortly on contingency planning during the pandemic. The National Leagues could be annulled with the second-tier Tailteann Cup to be put back a year. It's possible the Hurling and Football Championships could revert to a knockout format. That's a situation that Donegal football manager Declan Bonner believes will be brought in.
Yeah, that's a possibility. You know, that is a possibility. And again, all depending, if you do start in June, if it's any later, you could see a situation where maybe just an open draw knockout where 32 teams are drawn out of the hat and you go at it every week out of no quorum, to be quite honest, with an open draw and going straight at it. But, you know, the provincial councils will want to hold their championships. But again, it's all down to when this is going to end. And as I said, no one knows at this stage and no one has a time frame really on it. But I do expect the GAA to come out and probably say, you know, we'll pencil in middle of June, you know, if things work out well.
Yeah. Mallow Racecourse is to be used as a coronavirus testing centre. Racing had been continuing behind closed doors up until yesterday's introduction of new government measures to tackle the virus. Horse Racing Ireland say they'll be making personnel and infrastructure available to the HSE if required. The PFA is seeking an urgent meeting with Premier League and Football League clubs. They want to discuss the financial impact of the coronavirus crisis on clubs and its own members. Championship side Birmingham City have already implemented wage deferrals. That'll begin from next month. The PFA say several clubs have approached players regarding deferral of their wages. In rugby, London Irish are the latest English Premiership club to implement 25% pay cuts. They'll come into effect from April 1st. Former Ireland head coach Declan Kidney and ex-internationals Sean O'Brien and Paddy Jackson are among those affected. And in golf, Tommy Fleetwood has called for this year's Ryder Cup to be postponed. The contest involving Europe and the USA is due to take place at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin in September. European captain Padraig Harrington said last week that plans remain in place for the tournament to go ahead as planned. But world number 10 Fleetwood believes qualification has already been unfairly disrupted because of the postponement of the first two majors of the year. That's the sports news for now. Back, of course, with more sports news with Oisin tomorrow morning at 8:30. Returning to news, and a dissident Republican gang was behind an elaborate hoax which prompted a security alert in County Fermanagh earlier this week. On Monday night, a suspicious device was discovered in Rosslea. It led to the PSNI conducting a number of public safety operations. A Garda operation was also launched on the Monaghan side of the border. The incident was declared a hoax, but the PSNI and Garda say they had to divert a number of resources to the scene, which were badly needed elsewhere. Garda say they'll continue to work with the PSNI to target people involved in dissident Republican activity. Tributes have been paid to the former Donegal TD Hugh Conaghan, who has died at the age of 93. Mr. Conaghan, who was based in Newton Cunningham, was elected to Dáil Éireann in 1977. He served as a TD for 12 years before losing his seat in 1989 to his party colleague, Dr. James MacDade. He also contested the 1991 general election unsuccessfully. Mr. Conaghan had also served for 25 years as a member of Donegal County Council. Paying tribute today, Councillor Paul Conning said Hugh Conaghan was a gentleman and also an astute politician.
Hugh served as a TD from the years 77 till 89, and he also served as a councillor from 74 to 99, so he was a long time in the game. Now, Hugh was a true gentleman and a very astute politician. He was one of them politicians that would have measured twice and cut once. The other aspect of Hugh, and my father reminded me of that, Hugh was one of the TDs that fought the three elections in 1 year and the great Blaney Hart Conan battles. So he will be sorely missed, in particular by my father and all of the people in and his shown where he served them exceptionally well. As you know, our thoughts are with his family now at this stage, and may he rest in peace.
And with regards to family connections, it was Hugh Conaghan that signed your own nomination papers.
It was that last local election was Hugh that signed the form for him. Hugh, a local man in Newton, and I was, the man says, born and reared in Newton, so Hugh would have been always about, we'd have met a lot of the time, but Hugh was always a person that you could have went for advice and the QT, and nobody knew you were there. Nobody knew what advice, and he was very well mannered and, as I said, very astute politician.
Tributes also paid to Hugh Conaghan today by sitting Fianna Fáil TD Charlie McConnell. You can hear that tribute on our website, highlandradio.com. A contractor has been appointed to address ongoing safety concerns at a housing estate in Glenties. The residents of Tlosney of Connell have been experiencing major issues with drainage over the past number of years. Some of the land around their houses is sinking. It's been confirmed works are to start at the beginning of May to replace a storm drain in the area. Local councillor Micheál Colum-Galasbuig says the work will be extensive.
They are now finally seeing a starting date for this works to be carried out. And as residents only but too well know, in the housing estate there's a huge problem with sinkage. There's sinkage around people's houses. You would actually need to see it to believe it, how much part of the estate has absolutely sunk. And it's terrible that it took the residents and myself and Liam White and Thomas Pringle so much of a fight to get the council to take these steps.
Now, we do know that the start date is subject to change owing to the ongoing emergency, but you're confident that that commitment is steadfast regardless. It will happen probably within the year at the very least.
Well, the fault to me is the starting date, and to date there hasn't been any restrictions on construction. But I would say to the workers that when they do start, it's really important that they are protected, and I would say to their management of the company that was appointed that they do make sure that the welfare of the workers and the residents are here to, at all times. And that's really, really important. Now, ideally, I would prefer myself, and it's from my ideological position, is that I believe that the council should be carrying this work out, that the council should be employing staff directly to carry the much needed work out, not just in Tlosney Crumlin, but in other projects that needs doing as well.
And that was Councillor Micheál Colum-Galasbuig there speaking to Catherine Gaffney about those works to take place at Tlosney of Connell, and indeed that issue of construction workers and workers in a number of factories has been one that's been very much on the agenda today, with claims that in many instances the proper social distancing is not being observed and building sites, and indeed a number of workers claiming that it's impossible to implement social distancing